Hello and welcome. This is iTrustGodOnly.com, and the title is The United States and England Are Destined to Fall as the Roman Empire Did. What caused the fall of the Roman Empire? According to the history of the decline and fall of the Roman Empire, which was written by Edward Gibbons, he found five primary causes that were being practiced in the Roman Empire. These primary causes eventually led to the fall of the Roman Empire. Let's look at these causes one by one and compare them to what is going on today in the United States and England. First, we have loss of family structure. The backbone of a country is its strong family structure. It's what the United States and England were built upon, just the same as the Roman Empire. Family structure seems to be a thing of the past. With so many single mothers out there today, either from having children out of wedlock, or they are divorced. So, what happened to family structure? Have people become so self-centered that they can't love their spouse for a long period of time? Is fornication a major cause in failed marriages? Are people willing to give up their life for their partner? A couple that are not married yet should not engage in a sexual relationship until they are married. They should get to know one another first and find out if they are meant for each other. God is against fornication. It's mentioned in the Old and New Testament. If both parties are mutual about giving up their lives for one another, then they should have an undying relationship for life with each other. When two people are looking out for each other's needs, then there will be no wants or needs. Did not Jesus say that, "What greater love can there be than for one to give up their life for a friend?" Well, isn't your spouse your best friend? If you truly love your spouse, then you will make sure that all their needs are met. After all, if we are going to be in union with God, then we need to do the same for Him. He already does this for us. When you have children, you need to do the same for them. This is how they grow, by being nurtured in a loving environment with both parents. Quality time together is also a must. You have to put away all the tech stuff and pay attention to each other. Doing things together like eating meals, playing games, prayer, Bible reading, and family outings. One parent should be home taking care of the household chores, making sure that everyone is eating healthy meals, and being there for the children when they come home from school. Sticking them in a daycare center day after day is wrong. How can you possibly nurture and bond with your children that way? Things are so out of balance these days when it comes to family structure. Second, we have increased taxation. The governments in this country, whether it is city, county, state, or federal, seem to have this unstoppable urge to tax everything in sight. You can see this just by looking at your bills. They start all these tax programs thinking that it will help pay for this, that, and the other thing, when in the long run, they don't fix the problem that is causing them to start a new tax program. They end up putting the burden on the consumer again and again, which leaves the consumer with less money to put back into the economy. I'm sure that most of you are familiar with doing your taxes at the end of the year. This is absolutely